Thank you, Madam Chair. You're indeed very kind to offer me the floor again to explain my proposal. And we'd like to thank the distinguished ambassador of the Republic of Korea for taking it up. And thank you for already including it. It's there as a paragraph G. The point we are trying to make is that while we might differ on the broader concept of lethal autonomous weapon systems, and I think there are various perspectives, and I think each perspective has its own merit in their own right. And we heard those perspectives this morning and this afternoon, and I think the different perspectives have to be respected. But I think the important point is, why is it that we are defining laws and for what purpose? So the why and the how, I think if they're put together, I think you get an additional level of clarity. Why is it that we are defining laws? The purpose is that we are doing it in the context of our mandate. And what is it that we wish to do in our mandate is to discuss and examine questions relating to emerging technologies. So there's a dynamic aspect, and that dynamism has come up in various forms. And there's no static position. It's an evolving position. It's an evolving technology, therefore we have to have an evolving perspective. That's the first point. The second is, what do we intend to do with it? What we intend to do with it is the objectives and purposes of the convention. And the convention is very clear. We are all signatories to the convention. IHL is one. To see how we can reduce or address lethal autonomous weapons as weapons in the context of other purposes and objectives of the convention, which is all there in written in the preambular part of the convention. Has two verbs. One is prohibit and one is regulate. It is India's view that we are not clear as to where we fall. I mean, we are not in favor of that or one or the other automatically. We would like a definition to see how, once we apply it in the CCW context, we will arrive at a certain balance that is not only understandable to all of us, but also acceptable to all of us. So therefore, we have an open mind on how we wish to approach it. To summarize, the definition of lethal autonomous weapon should define the scope of our work, should delimit the scope of our work, not necessarily be a stepping point for reaching conclusions. Delegations might have a very coherent view, and we heard a very elaborate view from the United States, and from their perspective, it is a well evolved view. But some of us may not be at the same level of evolution of how we see it, and we wish to have it in the context of a multilateral collective effort. So we are quite satisfied with G, which is actually a peg for putting various perspectives together. And we fully recognize that there may be other perspectives, but we would request that a definition specific for the purposes of our mandate in the context and objectives of the CCW be included, and which has already been included, and I wish to thank you for that.